Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Why is she so moody?
She's my friend, she's my lover, she's a woman, she's a wife.
But her moods.
She's the answer prayer every lonely man dreams of. Oh, she's a temptress, she's a lady, she's the mother of my sweet little baby. And I thank God I'm the lucky man she loves.
Addressing on this particular edition an issue that really cannot be explained, a woman's moods. Now, here we're not talking about depression, sadness, anxiety, or anger. We're talking about something much more difficult to pin down. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about her moods. Hard to recognize, hard to identify, hard to understand. And we're taking from a book, and incidentally, if you're a lady listening right now, give me some slack. We're just quoting from a book by a lady, a dear Christian woman by the name of Stormy O'Martian, from her book, The Power of a Praying Husband. Now, we've already done an edition from this chapter in a book, so we're going to try not to repeat very much of it. But in case you missed the other one, we've got to say that, you know, Stormy reports there is a process always going on in a woman's mind and soul unbeknownst to us unsuspecting husbands. I mean, their mind is going all the time.
Alice is always thinking. Sometimes she'll look over at me and say, "What's on your mind?" And then I have my typical blank look and I say, "Nothing." And guess what I am thinking? Nothing.
Now, this particular time, she is probably wanting to talk. Might have something to do, according to Stormy. Now, listen, lady, this is not me talking. I'm just reading from the book, all right? It may be something to do with her cycle of hormones, which are beyond comprehension, even to her, according to Stormy. Now, at this particular time, here's what you need to do. Do everything you can in your power to keep your eyes from glazing over. Not a good idea. Don't glance at your watch or the television remote. Do not allow your head to turn back in the direction of the newspaper or whatever project you're working on at the moment. And above all, keep your mind from thinking about the more important things you could be doing. She will be able to spot that 50 yards away. Now, here's some advice from Stormy O'Martian to help you through these troubled times to navigate these waters successfully. Say them to your wife in any order. Then you got to pray for the situation. Okay, here are some good lines. One is, "I love you." Women always love to hear that. Number two, "You are the greatest woman in the world to me." Ooh, nice. Here's one, "You're beautiful when you're moody."
Yeah, I would not suggest using the word moody. I find upset a better choice. Moody can get a man in big trouble. Know what I mean?
Okay. Another one is, "Tell me what's on your mind. I promise not to get mad. How have I let you down?" Here's a good line. "How can I make it up to you? What would make you happy right now? I don't have all the answers, but God does." These are good lines. The whole process could take about 15 minutes of your undivided attention. It's going to dissipate the power of all those converging forces upon your wife or wife-to-be. You know, when the hormones are beyond comprehension. Stormy goes on and says, "This is a great investment of time, a small investment, but a great rewards that it will render. Whatever you do, do not ask your wife." This is very, very important. If you don't get anything else from this edition of the program, never ask your wife, "Is it that time of the month again?" She doesn't want her suffering to be dismissed or explained away too easily, according to Stormy O'Martian. I'm just reading from the book, guy. Even if that has everything to do with it, she is not able to see that now. And it's going to do you no good to try to force the issue.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
We're into Stormy O'Martian's book, The Power of a Praying Husband. And Stormy says, in the midst of the complex manifestations of your wife's moods, there will come forth a simple message. It may be a cry for intimacy. Could be a desire to be known and appreciated. Maybe it's a deep longing for reassurance that everything is going to be okay. Ask God to help you to hear the message and show you how to pray accordingly, because she is a woman.
I'm a woman, I'm a human, I'm a sister. I'm a singer, I'm a person, I am me. I have to be alone to get myself together. I have to be myself so I can be free, free and up from under.
I didn't know Hillary Clinton could sing. Now I want to read you something from a guy who's been married for 23 years in a happy marriage, Michael Harriton. He says, hey, listen, when your wife screams, "Don't touch me," at the top of her lungs and then crawls into bed and turns off the light at 7 p.m., you know what that really means? It means, don't leave me. Come and get me. Save me. Help. If your wife withdraws her hand when you reach out to touch it, that means, please keep trying. This is working. Follow the trail of depression and bad vibes. Find me and rescue me. Michael Harriton says his beautiful and talented wife picks up after him, does voice lessons, runs errands, cooks healthy gourmet meals, keeps a spotless house, does laundry, entertains their clients, serves at church, and still manages to sparkle as his dream date. But some days, it doesn't take much to send her into an emotional tailspin. And Michael says it's usually not his fault. He says he'll do something like getting upset at her because his favorite sock has suddenly become an orphan in its drawer.
Yeah, on those days, Alice has thoughts of running away from home or joining the circus or the space program or buying one of them one-way tickets to some remote island in the Caribbean.
Where do women go to school somewhere to learn this stuff? Ever ask yourself that question? Listen, when you hear the tough questions like, I'm not pretty, I'm not talented, I'm not good at anything, nobody wants me, there's no place for me. You know what, Stag? She's probably just testing you. Try to pass the test with flying colors by reciting a long list of her good qualities. And let me close by challenging you to do something that will be more powerful in your marriage than anything else. More intimate it will make you with your wife than even sex, Studmuffin. And that is to regularly pray with your wife. It may just be a short 60-second, very conversational, rambling prayer. But I'm telling you, it will move the hand of God. I mean, does not Christ promise this over in Matthew 18?
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. You know, God doesn't love who we pretend to be. He loves and accepts the sinners we truly are. This is great motivation for us to feel free, to change, and really, really live. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.